So today we'll listen from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 24, Text 30, on the subject matter, the renunciation of Kardama Muni. Suyam Bhakyam Ritam Kartum Avatirno Sime Grihe Chikirsur Bhagavan Jnanam Bhaktanam Manavardhana. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Kardama Muni said, "You, my dear Lord, who are always increasing the honor of your devotees, have descended in my home just to fulfill your word and disseminate the process of real knowledge." Purport. When the Lord appeared before Kardama Muni after his mature yoga practice, he promised that he would become Kardama's son. He descended as the son of Kardama Muni in order to fulfill that promise. Another purpose of his appearance is Chikirsur Bhagavan Jnanam, to distribute knowledge. Therefore, he is called Bhaktanang Manavardhanaha, he who increases the honor of his devotees. By distributing Sankhya, he would increase the honor of the devotees. Therefore, Sankhya philosophy is not dry mental speculation. Sankhya philosophy means devotional service. How could the honor of the devotees be increased unless Sankhya were meant for devotional service? Devotees are not interested in speculative knowledge. Therefore, the Sankhya enunciated by Kapila Muni is meant to establish one firmly in devotional service. Real knowledge and real liberation is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engage in devotional service. Thus is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So in this verse, we see Kardama Muni in his prayer, he is explaining that why the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has come, descended as his son. As we know from Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna himself, he has told what is the purpose that he comes to this material world. Paritranaya sadhunang vinasaya duskritang dharma sanstha panarthaya sambhavami juge juge. In fact, why Lord comes to this material world, there are many, many reasons why he comes. Just like here Kardama Muni is saying, because you promised, because as practicing yoga, you become happy and you promised that you will come. So there could be many, many reasons why Lord comes to this material world. But Kunti Devi in her prayer, she is saying, Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartham Katham Pasamya Striya. You have come to this material world to distribute the process of Bhakti Yoga, to give Bhakti to people. And Lord himself is saying, why I come to this material world? To perform different pastimes. Madhbhakta vinodartham karame vividha kriya. In order to give pleasure to my devotees. Here Kardama Muni is saying that disseminate the process of real knowledge. The Kapila Muni came to give knowledge. Actually, we all the conditioned living entities, we have fallen into bhava kupa. The oil, dark oil of material existence. If somebody falls into the oil, how he can be rescued, saved from there? Only if someone come and give a rope, the person inside the oil will catch hold of the rope and get out of the... Hey, security ka bala, band kar. So get out of the oil. So what is that rope for us? we have fallen into this material existence. That rope is this knowledge. Knowledge that Lord gives to rescue us from this material existence. Of course, there are many, many different knowledge been given in Vedic literatures. Knowledge about karma, knowledge about jnana, knowledge about dhyana, knowledge about tapasya. The Vedic literature gives so many different varieties of knowledge just to help the living entities to come out of this well of material existence. But Kapila Muni, he has explained Sankhya philosophy, all kinds of things. But Mother Devahuti, she's interested to know about bhakti. So we all have come, accept the path of bhakti. But Mother Devahuti wants to know the intricacy of the bhakti. There are so many varieties of bhakti. As we know from Bhagavad Gita, there are four kinds of Sukritivan people. They surrender unto Krishna. Artha, Arthati, Jigyansu, Jnanicha, Bharatarsava. And also, there are devotees of different varieties. At one point, Mother Devahuti, she is asking her son, Kapila Muni, "You have spoken me so many things about creation, this, that. But I want to know the different types of bhakti." So this knowledge is very important knowledge for us to know, because once we come, join ISKCON, take initiation, we think, oh, we are all devotees. But what is the purpose of the devotion? What is the purpose of practicing devotional service? The purpose of practicing devotional service is to attain the Krishna prem. So, what is that particular type of devotional service that we have to practice to attain the supreme goal of our life? So Devahuti, Mother Devahuti, she is asking very particular question. And in answer to that question, Lord Kapila Deva, he is saying, "Bhakti yoga bahuvidha margai bhamini bhavyate." Bhamini. He is addressing his mother as, "O noble lady, there are multifarious paths of devotional service in the terms of different qualities of executor. Devotional service, that mode of ignorance, devotional service, mode of passion, devotional service, mode of goodness. The two kinds of devotional service, saguna bhakti and nirguna bhakti. So when we are serious in practicing devotional service, one important thing is the self-analysis, that which kind of devotional service, in which mood we are practicing, and what are the achievements of these kinds of devotional service? Saguna bhakti and nirguna bhakti. The devotion with the material qualities. But somebody may ask, how devotion is nirguna, is pure, is beyond material qualities? How that can be tamaguna bhakti, rajaguna bhakti and sattaguna bhakti? So our acharya is explaining, just like when it rains on the top of the mountain, when the rain water flows through black soil, that water will look like black. When it goes through red soil, that water look red. When the water will go through the white soil, that water will look white. Though water is transparent, the same way bhakti is transparent, but according to the performer, there's a Kapila Deva particularly saying, devotional service in terms of the different qualities of the executor, they are different. So what are these different kinds of devotional service? What are the symptoms of devotional service in mode of ignorance, devotional service mode of passion, and devotional service in mode of goodness. So Kapila Dev explaining that Abhisandhayan, the devotional service with a purpose, with a particular agenda, Abhisandhayan, Jahinsam Dambha Master Jamevavan. Somebody may be engaged in devotional service. He is executing devotional service very nicely, very perfectly for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. But that person who is envious, hinsa, proud, dambha, masarya, violent, angry, sangravi, bhingnadik bhava, mai kurjatsa tamasaha. That kind of devotional service is tamasa devotional service, tamagun bhakti. That is considered to be in mode of ignorance or darkness. Devotee is becoming very angry, very violent, that envious of others, but they are doing the service very nicely. But in spite of that, these natures are there also. Why? Because that devotional service is in mode of ignorance. We see also among ourselves, sometimes we become very angry, violent. That happens. ISKCON devotees become angry in them. You have seen? Violent. So that has to be recognized. So mode of ignorance is envious, proud, violent and angry. It's like a mirror. We can see what we are, what is happening to me. The same way, the devotional service performed in mood of passion, Kapila Dev explaining, somebody is worshipping the deities, he is serving the temple very nicely, but with motive of material enjoyment, fame, opulence, that devotion is in mode of passion. I am very attached to my service because I have good position. People, they glorify me. I'm temple president, I'm GBC. What is the attraction for my devotional service? So much facilities I have. I develop, give more importance to that thing in my devotional service than my attraction towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the devotional service in the mode of passion. Same way, people they engaged in devotional service thinking this is my duty. That is mode of sattva-gun, goodness. They are doing devotional service to become free from material entanglement. But interestingly, Kapila Dev, in these three kinds of devotional service, every verse, he is using one common word. For each category of devotional service, for tamagun, rajagun, sattagun, he describes different qualities. But most interesting is, but one common word he is using for each case, it is bhinnadrik. Bhinnadrik or prithak bhava. In tamagun, he is using bhinnadrik, rajagun, prithak bhava, and sattagun, prithak bhava. And Prabhupada has translated the separatist. The mentality of separatist is very subtle description. By reading Srimad Bhagavatam, all you understand the separatist. The separatists could have so many different meaning, the separatist. Just like if somebody can just take a direct meaning, separatist means, or many people that are living ISKCON, or they are separatist people. Then we separated from ISKCON. Very easy understanding. Some people may think, take the meaning like this. I have seen sometime people that join ISKCON, then they give excuse. Oh, ISKCON is too opulent. We can't do a sadhana bhajan, so much opulence, so much luxurious life, so much opulence, too much maya. How can you do sadhana bhajan for Krishna? I will make my separate ashram, a small ashram. I'll do my sadhana bhajan there. But actually in inner core of his heart, the mind is prompting him. In ISKCON, so much opulence, but I am not the mahanta, head of the opulence. And even if I am head of the ISKCON mahanta, any day I may get kicked out. So that's why I'll make a small temple, ashram, but where I am the one, where I can stay at the end of my death. That is how internally the separatist mentality comes with a very good excuse that from a sadhana bhajan I get out of this place. But Srila, our acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravarti, he is giving the separatist mentality in three cases, in three different ways. For tamaguni bhakta, for rajaguni bhakti, and for sattaguni bhakti. For tamaguna bhakti, Vishwanath Chakravarti is saying, the bhirnadrik, the separatist mentality means those people, they practice tamaguna bhakta, they see their interest is separate than the interest of the others. That is separatist. They don't see the other's pleasure is my pleasure and other's suffering is my suffering. That is separatist mentality. As a result, they develop this kinds of nature of envious, proud, violent and angry. Very nice explanation. Why we develop angry mood, violent and enviousness? That is because of bhirnadrik. We don't see the others good and bad like my good and bad. That is separatist. We don't understand if I give pleasure to others, I will enjoy out of it. That is the basic principles practiced in spiritual world. All the devotees, gopas and gopis, they see the pleasure of Krishna is their pleasure. That is godly nature. To see when somebody becomes happy, to see, oh, others are enjoying, they are happy. If that is not there, we practice devotional service. That is devotional service in the mode of ignorance. Yesterday I was giving an example in Russian class. Once demons and demigods, that big fighting. Not once, many times they are fighting. But this fighting has a special reason. The reason is, demigods, they are claiming we are the great. And demons, no, we are the great. So for this reason, they are big fighting. Finally, some of the senior people of the both groups, they came forward. And they say, hey, we should not fight. We are all brothers. Because demons and demigods, they are children of the same father, Kashyapa Muni. We are all brothers. We should not fight. So what we should do to resolve this problem? We should go to our great-grandfather, Brahma. And whatever Brahma say, we should accept that. Then both groups, demigods and demons, they went to Brahma Loka. Then Brahma welcomed. Oh, what can I do for you? Now we have a big problem. We have come here to ask you a question. So what is the question? You please tell us, demigods are great or demons are great? Brahma very well he knows who is great. He knows demigods are greater than demons. But he was very reluctant to tell that. For he knows if I tell demons are not good, demigods are good, then what demons will do to me? He knows very well. But at the beginning of the creation, he was attacked by them. So he is very careful to give the answer. Then he said, okay, of course I will give you answer. But you are all my great grandchildren. After so long you have come to my house. First I must feed you very nicely. Then I will give you answer. Then he arranged a very big feast. Rice, dal, sabji, kachodi, rasgola. I don't know, much more things in Brahmaloka. More items they could have also. Many items. Then he said, okay, now you all come for prasad ready. But there are many, many demigods and demons. But Brahmaji's dining hall was a little smaller, not big enough to accommodate everyone. So Brahmaji said, okay, two bags. First demigods you take, then the second batch demons can take. Then demons become very angry. What is this? But we are inferior than them are hot. Why they will eat fast, we don't eat fast. Then demigod said, okay, let them eat fast. We will eat after them. Then all the demons, they sit down. The Brahma announced, until I give order, nobody should start eating. You all wait. When I say eat, then you eat. Now all demons sit down. All nice items are served on the plate. Then Brahmaji, he ordered some people. They came with stick, this big stick, and some ropes. And Brahma told that you go and bind the hand of all the demons. Put a stick here, bind with the rope, like this. So they bind the rope like this, all demons' hand like this. So then Brahma said, okay, now you start eating. So how they'll eat? They can fold their hand, no? They can eat like this. But very nice items, no? Rasgulla, gulab jam, dal, kasuri. So they're very greedy, you have to eat. As soon as the items on the plate, they're trying to eat like this, putting from here, falling on the eyes, on the cheek, some rasgulla falling on the ground, no? They're licking, they can't eat properly. And all the demigods standing nearby, and they're laughing like anything to see all this funny situation. And demons are so greedy to eat. They don't look at anybody. They're trying their best how to manage to eat. And finally, they got disgusted because they could not eat nicely. Then they left. They went to wash their hand. Then Brahma said, okay, demigods, now it is your turn. You come and take prasad. Then demons, they said, Brahmaji, but you have to do the same thing to them also. As you bind our hand, you have to bind their hand also. Brahmaji, yes, definitely, I will do that to them also. So the demons, they are thinking, no, now the demigods, they are laughing at us. Now our turn, we will laugh at them also. Because they cannot eat, no? They will put their face, will leave all the dal, sabji on their face. So then the dining table there, the demigods sitting both sides, and all items served. Then the people came, they bound the demigods' hands with the rope, with the stick, with the rope. All the demons are waiting to see the fun. Demigods they saw, they cannot eat themselves. Then one demigod thought, okay, I cannot eat. But let the person sitting in front of me eat. So what he did, hand is like this. He mixed rice, dal, sabji, everything and put into his mouth. And that demigod mixed everything and put into his mouth. So in this, all the demigods, whatever items are served, they ate very nicely, peacefully. And demons are looking like this. What happened? We did a big mistake. This is demoniac nature and godly nature. Demoniac nature, how much I get. Godly nature, how much I give. The basic principles of deriving pleasure is how much you give pleasure to others. This is the spiritual world. It is like that. So that is Bhinnadrek. Vishwanath Chakrabartya explaining. In Tamaguna Bhakti, people they don't see, the practitioner, they don't see that how much good I should do to others because of this separatist mentality, this envious, proud, violent, angry, all these things arises. Why we become envious? Even devotees become envious. Oh, he got big position. Oh, he is giving nice class. He is writing nice books. Sometimes some duty burn. Oh, why he is doing like this? Why this happens? The separatist mentality goes all the way up to Krishna. If he, that devotee would think, or some other devotee doing good, oh, my Krishna is glorified, then he feels very happy. Oh, he's doing so nice job. He doesn't enjoy because he doesn't keep Krishna in the center. So if he would see Krishna in the center, somebody opening big temple, no, or something nice in devotional service, he will be so much joy. Oh, now Krishna is glorified. It's separate from the interest of the Krishna. That is the reason. In the same way he is explaining, very nice explanation about prithak bhava, the separatist mentality of devotion performed in the mode of passion. What is the separatist mentality there? The separatist mentality is there. Here is the interest of a person and my interest is different. The mode of passion, my interest is separate than the interest of Krishna. I am not interested in the Krishna. I am practicing devotional service, but my interest is outward, bahirmukha, for visaya, for material opulence. This could be in three different ways. In one way, I can come and worship Krishna. Give me dhanam dehi, janam dehi, jasam dehi. These kinds of practitioners are known as mode of passion. Worshipping Krishna for material benefit. Another thing Siddhar Swami explaining, that is worshipping Lakshmi, Saraswati, different demigods, thinking he is God and asking them some material benefit. And another point could be, I am attached to my service because of my opulence, because of my position. There, though I am in devotional service, I don't keep Krishna's interest first. I see my interest first. There are sometimes devotees, the bereft of their good position, they give up devotional service. Sometimes we don't understand. Even if my presidentship goes away, I lose, I can just sweep the courtyard and go back to Godhead. Before many, many GBC presidents, they reach there, one could be there also, by sincerely sweeping. So then, that time, the devotional service takes prominence. But when devotional service for the interest of Krishna is not prominent, and in my devotional service, my opulence, how much facility, how much name and fame I am getting, that become more prominent. That is the devotional service in mode of passion. So the separate interest. Krishna has one interest and I have one interest. This devotee, they ask Krishna, this would be good for me. They don't take what Krishna do for me, that is good for me. No, not like that, I know what is good for me, Krishna, you do it for me. No, this is mood of passion. The devotees, their mood should be, whatever Krishna doing to me, that is correct. I'll be benefited by that. So much so, what to speak of devotees? Even the karmi world, that is saying, in India, Bhagavan ja karen pranir mangal. Whatever Lord is doing for the good of the living entities, whatever he is doing. The point is, one has to accept it. Whatever happening to me, Lord has a better purpose behind this. But sometimes we don't take like that. If I buy a lottery ticket, I'm praying the Lord, please, I should be winner, $1 million. If Lord doesn't give that, oh, this Lord is not good Lord, not good Bhagavan, not giving me. But I don't know, maybe Lord is thinking, he's my devotee. If I give this $1 million, somebody on the way will chop up his head. That's why I should not give him this. Demigods, you go, whatever you want, they will give. Right? That's why once Brahma, Shiva, they went to Vishnu. Whenever problem comes, all these demigods, they run to Vishnu. Please, protect us, protect us. Then Vishnu said, what you guys are doing? When you give some boon to somebody, you should be very careful. All this Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, all these demons, they worship Brahma, Shiva and get some boon. Then finally, Shiva, Brahma, they themselves get into the trouble. Logically, it's just like that Shiva gave a boon to that Bhasmasura, Brikasura, that whoever hand he will put on his head, he will be turned into ashes. Then that demon is such a less intelligent, he is running after Lord Shiva. So that is different. Prabhupada is saying, the difference between God and demigod is, you ask demigods anything, you will get. But ask God anything, he will give you, but before giving you, he will think 10 times, whether I should give him or not. But demigods, they don't consider, should they give or not. That's why the devotees, they think, whatever comes to me, that must be for good of my future. I'll just give a small example. The Kathakars, they tell these things. There is one king, and he had a minister, very devotional minded. He always depend upon Krishna. Then whatever happens, when the king informs to Prime Minister, you know, today this thing happened. Oh, very good, very good. Whatever God is doing, that is for our good. So for everything he would say like this, very good, very good. So one day, the king was practicing, fighting. Something happened, he cut his finger. The next morning the Prime Minister came. Then king said, oh Prime Minister, do you know, yesterday I cut my finger. Then Prime Minister said, oh very good, very good. God, whatever God is doing for the good. King became very angry. What very good, very good? My finger got cut, you should feel sorry. And you're saying very good, very good. Then he called his soldiers. Then king told, put this minister into the prison house. He has gone mad. My finger got cut and he's saying very good, very good. God is doing good to me. Take him, put him prison house. So all the soldiers came, arrested him. And they're taking him to prison house. That time also Prime Minister saying, oh, very good, very good. God is so merciful, taking me to prison house. It's only by God's mercy I'm going to prison house. Then king said, yeah, definitely he must have become crazy. Otherwise, how can he say he's going to prison house? And telling, oh, very good, God is doing good to me. So Prime Minister was thrown to prison house. Then king, as usual, he goes some times for hunting. So he went with the soldiers for hunting. So at one point, he becomes separated from the soldiers. All the soldiers went to one direction, and he's trying to have hunting behind a deer, and he lost the track. He went far distance, deep forest. Nobody was with him. So at that time, he was caught by a group of thieves. The thieves, they caught him. You see, the thieves, the leader of the thief, they're doing some Kali puja, some ghost puja. So they're looking for somebody for slaughtering. What do you say slaughtering? Sacrifice. For sacrifice, not bali, sacrificing. For sacrificing some human being, so they get boon from their puja. Then they found this king. The thieves are very happy. Their Kali will become very happy with us. We will be offering sacrifice to the king of the country. Very good candidate. Then they arrested him. And they took him, told to the leader, oh, we got a very good candidate for Mother Kali. Today, the king we got. Then leader said, okay, take him, bathe him very nicely, bathe him, and put nice new cloth and bring him. So we'll sacrifice him here in front of Kali. The people that took him to bathe, when they're bathing him, they found he's missing one finger. So there's a system. If you offer something to, you have to offer a perfect being. Caught means he's imperfect, invalid person. Then the thieves, they came, they told the leader, this person is losing one finger. Then the leader said, oh, this guy is an unfortunate guy. He is not fit to be sacrificed. He's contaminated. Throw this guy out. No, he's contaminated person. We cannot offer him to Kali. No, because his finger is cut. Then the thieves, they released the king. So king coming back to the kingdom. Then he thought seriously. That day I become angry upon minister. The minister told me, and finger got cut. Oh, very good, very good. The God is doing to you, it's true. If the finger would not get cut, then my head would be chopped up today. So it's true. He was very grateful to the minister. Then he came back to his palace. Then he said, immediately release that minister. I want to see him. Then the minister came. And king was very grateful. Oh, thank you so much. Actually, you are correct. You told that day, whatever God doing to me is good for me. Then he explained the whole story, what happened in the forest, how he was saved because his finger was cut. Then the king asked minister, now I understand. You told my finger cut, God blessings good for me. That I accept. But when they took you to prison, that time also you are telling, oh, God is doing good, God is doing what good? You are suffering all these days. Then the prime minister explained to the king, you see, you are king, I am prime minister. I always stay with you. When you went for hunting, all the soldiers, they are separated from you. But I would not be separated from you, I would be with you. So these thieves would catch you and me, and they would see you, your finger is cut, they would release you, and they would catch me and sacrifice me. So this is good for me, you put me in prison house. Otherwise, I would finish there. So in this way, God saved you, and God saved me. Of course, this is not from Puran story, some Kathakars they say, but this is the deep value. How we see the God's desire, that's what Prabhupada saying, the devotee means when he abides to God's desire. Not that the people that think you become devotee of God, you will have a very happy life. Not necessarily. You may have a very troublesome life also. Not that you become devotee, you have mental peace. That is what people that think. Oh, you get very comfortable life, mental peace. Not necessarily. Once His Holiness Radhanatha Maharaja was explaining. Don't think you become devotee means you will have a very happy life. You will have no anxiety. That is not the offering of devotional service. That is not the main offering of the devotional service. And very interestingly, Maharaja was giving the example of Brajavasis. They are so much devoted to Krishna. But never they are in peace, always anxiety. So much trouble, so much tribulation, so much problem. They are more happy when Krishna was not with them. They are very happy. As soon as Krishna came, all the problems came along with Krishna. Isn't it? All the demons had attacked. Then they developed so much love and affection to Krishna, then Krishna left them. So where is the peace? Where is the peace in the family of Ramchandra? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. What a disaster in that family life, apparent disaster. The Dasaratha died. The most surrendered Lakshman and Sita, they have to stay in the forest, such austere life. What not happened to their lifestyle? So where is the mental peace? Where they had bodily comfort? What happened to Gauranga Mahaprabhu's family? The first wife, Lakshmi Devi, she died because of snake bite. Old father, Jagannath Mishra, died. 16 years old wife in the house. Gauranga Mahaprabhu took sannyas. So if you find, Maharaj is explaining, devotees, they are not worshipping Krishna for bodily comfort or mental peace. Because of their love, intense love to Krishna, they derive such a super bliss. All this lack of mental peace or bodily comfort does not affect them. So that is nirguna bhakti. Kapila Dev explaining. That is nirguna bhakti. Madguna sutimatrana mayi sarva guhasaya. That is nirguna bhakti. Sattva guna bhakti is there. People doing devotional service. Thinking jat karasi, jat asanasi, jat juhasi, dadasi, jat. Jat tapasasi kaunteya tat kurusha madarpanam. O son of Kunti, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you do, charity, austerity, offer to me. But this is sattva guna bhakti. Why we are doing this? Why we are engaged in rendering the result of our work unto the lotus feet of Krishna? The reason is subha subhair phalair mukta. We want to become free from the inabilities, good or bad result of my activities, so that I get liberation. This is sattva guna. Whatever we eat, we have to offer to Krishna. Why we have to offer to Krishna? If you don't offer, is there any problem? Why you offer to Krishna? If you don't offer, what is the problem? Huh? Oh, we eat sin. Yes. That is the reason. We make nice pizza, pasta, idli, dosa, what we like. Then before we go to eat, then we think, oh, we have to offer to Krishna. Otherwise I am eating sin. That's why I go and offer to Krishna. To become free from sinful reaction. It's my duty. My duty to offer Krishna. To become free from sinful reactions. The sattva-guna bhakti. That is my duty as a grihastha. I have to do these things. Sattva-guna bhakti. Because of fear of the scriptures. Prabhupada saying, when we are practicing these things now, because the fear of the instruction of the scriptures, because of the fear of the instruction of the Guru, we have to get up for Mangalarti. If I don't get up for Mangalarti, 9 o'clock there is no prasadam. Temple commander will come pour water on me. Or I have joined ISKCON, I have to go to Mangalarti. To some extent people are like, fear. No, the fear is there. But sattva guna bhakti, that is completely, nirguna bhakti, that is completely different. Madguna suti matrana mai sarva guhasaya. Mana gatir avicharna jatha gangambu sambudhav. Madguna suti matrana. The nirguna devotees, as soon as they listen my qualities, name, qualities and form, me who is residing within each and every living entity's heart, mai sarva guhasaya. Mana gatir avicharna. Their mind will run like anything. Like what? Gangambusa ambudhi. They're like water of the Ganges runs towards the ocean. No one can stop. Same way, ahetuki abhyabahita. Beginning of Bhagavad, this has been explained. Ahetuki apratihata. The same word has been explained here by Kapila Dev also. Ohetuki abhyabhita ja bhaktir purushottame. One who has developed that kind of devotion, which is ohetuki causeless and abhyabhita uninterrupted, nirguna sahi udahritam. That devotion is known as nirguna bhakti. Doesn't wait for anything, instructions, any fear or anything. He has a swabhaviki, natural affinity, listening for Krishna katha. Madguna Sruti Matrana. As soon as he listens about me, his mind will flow without any interruption. So this kind of bhakti will help us in attaining Krishna Prem. So that's why Kapila Dev very nicely is explaining to Mother Devahuti. Actually it is not meant for Mother Devahuti. She doesn't need all this knowledge. She is mother of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She is not lack of this knowledge. Kapila Dev giving this knowledge for our benefit. To understand, we have overcome, we have crossed over many obstacles in our life. We have understood how bad it is, the material life. We have understood karma, path of karma is not perfect. We have understood path of jnana is not perfect. We have understood path of dhyana is not perfect. We have understood path, only bhakti is perfect. But once we enter into bhakti sagara, the ocean of bhakti. We are entering into the ocean of bhakti. But we should be very careful. Within the ocean of the bhakti, there are many things which will devour us also. Even at the beginning of entering into the ocean of bhakti, Vishwanath Chakravarti explaining Madhurya Kadambini or Taranga Rangini, when you enter into the ocean, you go to take a bath. Inside the ocean, everything calm. But at the border of the ocean, big waves comes. When you start entering, one big wave will come and throw us somewhere, break our bone and head, everything. In the same way, the Lab Puja Pratishta, what has been explained here, when you enter into bhakti life, all these things, waves will come. We go house to house. Oh, Prabhu has come, Maharaj has come. Maharaj, wash lotus feet, give dakshina, give dhoti, give this. Oh, now I have achieved something. Okay. That's you cannot enter into the ocean of the devotion or bhakti. So all this detailed intricacy of the borderline of entering into the sagar or ocean of bhakti, and once you enter into the ocean of bhakti, big sharks, whales, those are residing there. That also we have to be very, very careful how to protect ourselves. So in this way, Kapila Dev is explaining for all of us in front of Mother Devahuti. Jai Kapila Dev Bhagavan ki, Mother Devahuti ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaura Pramanande Hari Hari. Only one question, because it's already late, only one question.
Hare Krishna Mata, thank you very much for your very deep understanding class. Actually, I would like to ask you how to know the Krishna's interest. Suppose for a preacher, sometimes very difficult to understand that whether he is preaching for the name, fame, because maybe he is getting good results also, wonderful results, but how to know whether his interest is separate from Krishna or really it is, that preacher maybe is getting angry also.
So easy process is, we follow the instructions of Guru. We follow instructions of the Guru. So for sincere disciples, there are different way how Krishna guides. Krishna guides as Paramatma and Krishna guides as Guru also. So three kinds of disciples are there. You can understand how surrendered you are. There are one kind of disciples, they are known as firecrackers. You know firecrackers? You shoot them, go to the sky and never come back. So that one kind of disciple, Guru will come and tell, okay, you do this. You go to, suppose, Andaman Nicobar or Africa. Oh, this is too much for me. Then disciple will go and never come back to Guru. The firecracker disciples. Even if Guru says, they don't understand. Then another kind of disciple, only Guru will say, they will do that. If Guru will not say, whatever Guru say, that must only. Okay? They don't have that efficiency to understand beyond that. That is one kind of disciples. But the real sincere disciples, he understands Guru's mind before Guru speak to him. This is spiritual secrets is there. That is how the things works in devotional life. That is the difference. There are so many other transcendental paths are there. Jnana, Dhyana, Yoga, etc. But bhakti yoga is understood, comes from up. Sincere people will understand better way. If you are not sincere, you don't understand perfectly. So if you become sincere in your devotional service, Guru will give, Paramatma will give that intelligence. Otherwise, only Guru say, and we do that. No? We don't understand it properly. No? So that's why you have to become more sincere. Scriptures are there, Gurus are there. Our authorities are there. We accept their order. Then whatever happens to me, that will bring greatness to me. Once Radhananda Maharaj was telling, Kirtananda Swami was working under Kirtananda Swami. But he blooped. But I am okay. Why? Prabhupada told me, you serve him. Because Prabhupada said, I was doing my duty. Because Prabhupada told me. Even if he left, I followed Prabhupada's instruction sincerely. So I am here. He's giving an example like this. Of course, we have to use our intelligence. When Guru gives some instructions, sometimes people, they take Guru's instruction for their own sense gratification also. One example I was giving in Bengali class, as temple president in Bhubaneswar, one devotee was giving some trouble. So my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Jayapataka Sai Maharaj, he spoke to him, he encouraged him to go to Nepal. In the way of talking, he was telling him, we can take a flight, go to Nepal. So then this boy came to me, he said, I have to go to Nepal. And I said, okay, you go through Raksal this way, give some money. No, no, Guru Maharaj told him to go by flight. I said, what flight? I have no money. No, no, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. I have to listen what Gurudev said. Gurudev told me to go to by flight. So here he is thinking, I am perfectly following Gurudev's order. But purpose is flight. It's so difficult to understand. So we have to be little intelligent. That intelligence will come from Paramatma. Dadami buddhi jagam tang janamang upajantite. When we engage sincerely in devotional service, tesang satata juktanang bhajatang pritiparvakam. Then this intelligence comes to understand Guru's instruction properly. Otherwise, as you must have heard, that the Guru and disciple, one Guru told disciple that I will go for Tirthajatra, pilgrimage, you must come with me. Yes, yes, Gurudev, I will go with you, I will follow your order, whatever you say. The next day morning, Guru disciple started journeying, Guru sitting on the horse with his bag and baggage, disciple following. End of the day, they stopped one place, in a temple. So Gurudev opened his bag, lota is missing, no lota. Asking disciple, hey, what happened to lota? Oh, your lota. Your lota fell on the way. Fell, you did not pick up. Gurudev, you did not tell me that. You told me only to follow you. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. You still to follow, so I am following you. You are such a foolish. Are, if anything falls, you must pick it up and give it to me. Okay, Gurudev, tomorrow I will do it for you. So next day, Guru riding on the horse going, and disciple following. So at one point, the horse started to pass stool. So the disciple picked up the stool. Gurudev, Gurudev, is falling from the horse. What is this? You told me whatever falls from the horse to give me. Gurudev, you are such a foolish person. I don't tell you. Whatever falls from that means, you bring the stool of the horse. Okay, for you. Okay, I will make a list. If any of these things falls, you should pick up and give to me. Then he made a big list. Lota, kambal, kaupin, whatever he had in his bag. He made a big list and gave to disciple. Very sincere disciple. Whole day memorizing. The next day, they started the journey. And on the way, this horse stumbled. So the Gurudev, he fell from the horse. He fell from the horse and disciple just walking straight ahead. Gurudev, hey, what happened to you? Pick me up. And then disciple looking at the list. Oh, Gurudev, your name is not here. Whatever instruction you give, I follow it strictly, you know. He's walking straight, you know. The point is then we give trouble to our Guru. We have to be very, very careful. There are many other pastimes like this. That they say, in Bengali they say, Nega Boka disciple, Nega Boka. Guru gives instruction, he doesn't understand what Guru says. So you have to use intelligence. That intelligence comes from Paramatma. That depends upon our sincerity. Paramatma will save us. Jasla Prabhupada ki, Samvet Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Prabhanandi.